A very wonderful and blessed morning to all.
祝大家有一个蒙福的早安，早晨。
Pray that you all have a good night rest and ready for this morning's spiritual food.
愿你们昨天晚上有这个很好的休息，还有来领受今早的这个属灵的这个粮食。
This morning's that the devotion is basically fixed on just that verse 8.
那么今天早上呢，我们会专注在这个雅各书第四章第八节。
And I shall read, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you.
那我们来读，你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
This verse, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you, is a very precious truth that has guided my Christian life all these years.
那这一节经文呢，是一个非常宝贵的真理，它。带领指导了我这个经过四十年的这个基督徒的生命。
It emphasizes that God is not far from us, God is not distant, but God is a personal God who is with us.
那这节经文告诉我们，这个上帝他不是一个遥远的上帝，他是一个我们可以跟他建立个人关系的上帝。
God desires that we know Him.And have a personal relationship with Him.
那么上帝呢？他渴慕我们能够来认识他，也跟他建立这个个人的关系。
He's our personal God. We can approach 24/7.
也是因为这样，他是我们个人的上帝，那么我们可以随时随地的来到他面前亲近他。
Just like a child approaches his father anytime.
就像一个孩子可以随时随地的来到他的父亲面前来亲近他。
This is why we call it is a personal relationship with the living.
那这就是跟那位又真又活的上帝可以建立的一种个人的关系。
So what does it really mean to God?
那亲近神到底是意味着什么呢？
Draw nigh is drawing close, right? Drawing close to God.
那么亲近神就是跟上帝可以紧密的。
We meant that we must walk close, worship, prayers and fellowship, not away, but walking near.
那是代表说我们在 不论是在我们敬拜祷告还是团契里面，都紧密的跟上帝同行。那么亲近神呢，也代表说我们个人的来认识他。
Living for Him, obeying Him, and doing.
那么借着上帝的话语，我们顺服他的话，活出他的话语，然后也做他的工作。
No, God also means trust His Father.
那么亲近神也代表说我们要来信靠他，就像一个孩子信靠父亲一样。
So, whether in time of sorrow, fear, witness or uncertainty.
那不论在我们忧愁的时候，惧怕的时候，迷茫的时候，我们也要来亲近他，信靠他。
Draw.Devil, the evil one. In order to draw.
那么亲近上帝呢，也代表说我们要逃离这个邪恶。
Therefore, having a personal relationship with God doesn't mean service, singing. It is a personal walk with Him, draw nigh to Him.
所以跟上帝建立这个个人的关系呢，不单是我们去教堂聚会敬拜，我们唱诗，然后听到，但是亲近神远远超过这些的活动。
A bit I'm old, but spiritually old young.
那么我已经大概七十多岁了，但是在属灵方面呢，我大概是四十一岁。
Young.
年轻。
Spiritually young. Okay. Thank God. And before I came was centered about self.
那在我认识基督之前呢，我的生命是自我为中心的。
Like many, I was aggressive, self-driven, self-reliant.
许多的年轻人一样，我曾经是很有抱负，然后很有很独立，自己靠自己的。
So when I was young, I also believed through my own determination.
那当时我年轻的时候呢，我也相信成就呢是要靠着个人的能力，自己的能力。
Everything was me and myself.
那么一切的成就都是因为自己哈。
Life was one.
那我的生活就像一天过一天。
There was
是曾迷茫的时刻。
God was not in the equation.
那上帝呢？他不在我的这个人生的方程式里面。
Then God opened the door of salvation.
那在我大概三十岁的时候呢，靠着上帝的恩典和怜悯，这个福音的这个大门就向我打开了。
God opened Bible Presbyterian Fellowship.
那么上帝借着我们这个笃信圣经长老会八达岭堂来让我认识了神。
I understand it for.
那我当时就了解到我需要这个救恩。
I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior.
那我当时呢就接受了耶稣基督作为我个人生命的主。
Life changed.
那我的生命从此就改变了。在基督里面新造的人。
I discovered that God is real.
那我发现呢，上帝是真实的。
Not merely in doctrine or teaching, but in real daily living.
那不单是在这个教义、这个教导上面是真实的，更是在我们每一天的生活当中都是那么的真实。
Over the experience is love, guidance, provisions, corrections, comfort, and faithfulness.
那么这些年来，我经历了他的爱、他的指引、他的供应，他也纠正我，也赐给我许多的安慰。
He blesses me and guided me journey even until now.
那他借着他的良善，一直引领我到现在。
As I said, life begins.
那就像我说的，我的生命就有了这个新的意义。
Without God, life can be dull and empty.
那没有上帝的时候呢，生活是可以是很空虚的。
Even
虽然外面看起来好像很好。
But with God, you.
但是有了上帝之后呢，就是肉身的痛苦，它也是有目的的。
Try.
那我们每一天的考验跟这个磨难呢，它也是有它的意义的。
Even for has a meaning.
那即使是等候神，也是有这个这个目的的。
So we do.
我们有一个上帝来可以去仰望。
Life takes on a different meaning.
那我们的生命呢，就从此有了一个新的这个意义。
Today, and knowing that God is in control, as for me.
那今天呢，我比以前更加的开心了，因为我知道上帝他掌管一切，也想要把最好的给我。
I also know different seasons.
那我也认识到上帝允许我经历不同人生的阶段。
God gives me a joy.
那上帝给我有这个喜乐的阶段。
Sometimes God gives season to go through.
有时候上帝给我一个非常有挑战的很艰难的这个人生的阶段。
And sometimes God gives me a testing season to test of my faith and how I walk with Him.Testing season.
那有时候呢，上帝也让我经历这个试炼的这个人生的阶段。
And God sometimes give me a painful season.
那有时候上帝也给我一个痛苦的人生的阶段。
God loves us, yet God allows all this in our life, and we God is in control.
那上帝爱我们，但是他也是允许我们经历人生各个不同，去经历他。
Familiar, all things are good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose.
罗马书八章二十八节是一个非常熟悉的这个经文，就是我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
That means all things, even the testing period, the suffering period, all things come from Him. This is our God who allows us to go through.
那不单单是开心的时候，就算是有试炼的时候，痛苦的时候，上帝都允许这一切，让我们来经历他对我们的恩典和慈爱。
All these seasons of life, like seasons of joy, seasons of suffering, seasons of pain, God uses, and I know He wants to shape me through all these seasons, all these experiences.
那我知道上帝要借着这种不同的人生阶段来塑造我。来兼顾我。
He shaped me through this, he strengthened me, he humbled me, he helped me to him.
那他借着这些经历呢，让我塑造我、兼顾我，也让我更加亲近他。
So to him, give you a new meaning of life, and why we have someone who we can call upon, and that's why we are.Other who can look after us and provide for us and lead us through.
那么亲近上帝呢，他就让我们了解到我们有一个上帝天父可以去依靠去仰望。
So drawing nigh to God is not an emotion. It is more than the emotion. It is the spiritual effort and the daily that is drawing nigh to God.
那么亲近上帝呢，它不单单是这个情感上面的这种感受，它也是一个刻意的举动，去每一天紧密的与神同行。
You ask, how do you...
那么你会问你怎么去亲近上帝呢？
Well, draw nigh to God is knowing Him. Draw nigh to God means knowing Him, walking close with Him, have a personal relationship. So, how do we draw nigh?This is the how to.
刚才我有说到了，这个亲近上帝是要认识他，要信靠他。那要怎么样去来亲近上帝呢
？God speaks through us through the scriptures.
那上帝呢，借着他的话语、圣经来跟我们说话。
That is why our pastor, our church always tell us your quiet time, read the Bible, attend fellowship, right, and.In the word, is reading through the word, drawing nigh to Him.
那么，所以教会呢，就经常教导我们要要时常亲近神，要灵修，每一天花时间来亲近上帝。
Today, many of us, the young ones as well as the old ones, medium age ones, we are very distracted with the world, with the hand, the endless noise and endless activity.
那在这个世代呢，不论是哪一个年纪，年轻老少，我们很多人都是被这个俗世的事情所影响。通过手机，我们都一直在被这些外在的俗世的事情影响。
Many of us breakfast we use food because morning phone before we say good night phone and.We should withdraw it, sleep, get angry. This is called addiction.
今天早上吃早餐的时候呢，我们就有用到了一个词句，就是对这个手机上瘾了，这种一种上瘾。那么他不论做什么事情都不能够没有手机。
I'm as guilty as I won't say many of you. I'm as guilty as some of you.Addiction as well, so I'm pleading realize that you have to break free from the devil. That's what it meant. Draw near to God, flee from the devil. And he, the phone will flee from you.
那么 我也承认我自己呢、也是对这个手机有时候会上瘾，但是我们、就像今天早晨这个陈导会说的，我们要亲近上帝，远离这个邪恶，那么我们亲近神，那么我们就可以远离这个手机的这个影响。
God forgive me.
那么我觉得、我是惭愧的在这方面。
So we cannot be close to God. We cannot draw now to God while remembering His word.
那么如果我们、跟上帝、不去学习上帝的话语呢，那么我们没有办法亲近他。
We have to draw nigh to Him through His word, morning, but like this.
那我们需要通过阅读他的话语，像我们有这个灵修，个人灵修的时间，也像这个现在我们聚在一起晨祷会来亲近他。
The Bible is our spirit, light, our light and our comfort.
那么圣经呢，是我们的属灵的这个粮食，也是我们人生的这个指引，我们的安慰。
If we do reading the Bible, we will remain.
那身为一名基督徒呢，如果我们圣经，我们没有读圣经，那么我们的属灵生命就会一直在这个软弱的这个阶段。
God speaks to us when we slow.
那当我们安静下来听上帝的话的时候，上帝就会跟我们说话。
That is draw nigh to God through His word.
那就是借着上帝的话来亲近他。
The next thing, through our prayers.
那另外一个方式呢，就是借着祷告来亲近他。
Prayer is fellowship as well.
那跟上帝有这个团契。
It is speaking, communicating, and sharing our lives.
那么祷告就是我们跟将我们的生活，我们跟上帝去沟通的一个途径。
Prayer is not just asking for help, asking for this, asking for that.
那么祷告呢，不是只是一直向上帝呼求，求这个求那个。
It's sharing your life with God.
而是跟上帝分享我们的生活。
Of course, sometimes in life, we know we are living in an imperfect and evil world. Sometimes God can pray. Sometimes we fear, but pray.
那我们不是在我们有时候，当我们失落的时候，我们不要说哦，我没有这个力量祷告，而是无论在喜乐、在悲伤、在疑惑的时候，迷茫的时候，我们也可以向上帝祷告。
Don't say I only pray when I got time, only when I'm happy. Otherwise, I don't pray.
不要说我们我开心的时候我才向上帝祷告。
So let me repeat.We pray when we are happy with joy. Sometimes we pray even with our tears flowing because we are confused. Pray. And these are moments you can pray. Not only happy times, but also through this time of our lives, different feelings, different times, situation.
那我重复一下，就是我们不论在什么时候，不管是开心、伤心、在苦迷茫，在不知道可以怎么做的时候，我们都要来向上帝祷告。
God help us to overcome our problems and challenges, and He comfort us.
那上帝呢？他会帮助我们去胜过我们的这个问题和挑战。
And we have a peace of God, knowing, and He desires to give the best for us.
那我们呢，就在神里面会有这个平安，知道他与我们同在，他也渴望把最好的给我们。
We can call upon him, as I said, 24/7. 24/7 means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God does not rest. He's always there for us. He's always important. Always there. Yeah?
那我们可以24小时的来到神面前，因为上帝是从来不休息的啊。然后我们
没有睡觉
啊，没有睡觉，
神不睡的
啊。对，我们可以随时随地的来到神面前祷告。嗯，
对 ，Thank you very much. But of course, as we expect God to answer us immediately.
但是我们有时候呢，一祷告了，我们就期望上帝能够立刻的回应我的祷告。
God answers, but he answers according for us.
那么上帝呢，他会回应我们的祷告，但是他是按着他认为最佳的时机，对我们最适合的这个时机来回应我们的祷告。
So at times when we pray, we have to wait for his answer. He's teaching us about faith and patience.
那么有时候我们祷告呢，我们就要等候上帝，按着他的时间来回应我们的神，回应我们的祷告。这个是在试炼我们的耐心。
And I learned that God's time.
那么我也认识到意识到上帝的时间往往是最合适的时间。
And know that while we wait upon him as well.
那当我们在等候上帝的时候呢，我们对上帝的信心也会增加。
And know walks with us.
那么我们也知道我们身为基督徒是一个人走这个人生路，而是上帝跟我们一起走我们的这个人生路。
We will have victory in Christ and through Christ.
我们在靠着基督，我们能够得胜。
So the other thing, sometimes we wish that God will testing from us.
那有时候我们希望上帝会把所有的这个艰难试炼都挪开。
But God sometimes do not. He wants us to go through.
但是上帝有时候没有将这些困难和磨练挪开，他要我们去经历。
Our faith will be strengthened.
因为借着这样呢，我们的信心才能够得到坚固。
He gives strength to it.
那他会赐力量给他的子民去经过这些的试炼。
A close walk with God, draw nigh to God, gives me courage.
那么紧密呢给我这个勇气。
When I feel his power.
当我认识上帝个人亲身的认识上帝的时候呢，这个我就不会感到惧怕了。
Fear loses its power.
那么惧怕就没有了力量。
The closer I walk with him, the stronger becomes.
那只要我与主同行，这个我的信心就更加的坚固。
Drawing nigh to and temporal.
亲近上帝呢，给我这个力量去抵挡所有的这个。悲伤，还有这个俗世的世界。
You understand what I'm sharing.
那你需要亲身的经历过，才能够明白我所分享的。
And you can experience it similarly as well.
那你也可以像我一样同样的经历这些的
And which I give thanks.
那这样的经历呢，给了我这个平安，还有安慰。那么我也要向上帝感恩。
7 years ago, I was afflicted with a terminal ailment.
那我也在这里分享我个人的见证啊，在七年多前，我有这个得到了这个病痛。
So I believe God has provided me good health.
那经过了七年，我相信上帝现在给了我一个健康的身体。
Recently, told that I had another bout of illness. The
那在几个月前呢，我又收到了一个消息，说我又得了另外一个比较这个疾病，严重的这个疾病。
But by the grace of God.Because I know who, and I've been giving night to him, I have peace with God.
那感谢神，那我紧密的跟他同行，我知道上帝看顾我，我也能够在他里面有这个平安。
Because for me in this second round as well.
那我相信上帝呢，在我经历这个第二轮的这个病痛，也同样是有他的目的。
Trial can either push or drive me through.
那我们的试炼，我经历的试炼，它可以把我推得跟远离神，也可以把我跟亲近神。
But I chose God.
但是我选择了亲近上帝。
Like a child running to his father.
就像一个孩子跑去寻找他的父亲。我一定要跑向神，而不是远离他。
Because the Bible says, casting all our care upon Him, for He cares for us.
那圣经告诉我们说，将我们的忧虑都卸给他，因为他爱我们。
So this with the challenge.
那今天这个早晨，我留下了这个一个挑战给你们。
Will you draw nigh to God?
你会亲近神吗
？Not merely in a camp.But daily in our walk, even after the camp.
那不单是在这个营会，而是每一天这个营会结束过后的每一天。
Growing old has its wisdom.
那当我们一直年长了，我们有这个智慧。
不知道智慧 ，OK. So the greatest blessing is not wealth, success, or comfort. The greatest blessing is receiving God's blessing.By drawing close to Him.
那么我们人生最大的这个福分呢，不是这个外在的这个福分呢，而是能够亲近神，领受上帝的这个属灵的这个福分。
His promise of draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. He will this promise.
那他的应许说，我只要我们亲近他，他就会亲近我们。这个应许是真实的。
May this desire.Be the desire of every one of us in our hearts.
愿大家都有这个渴慕，要来亲近上帝。
Amen.
Amen.
That is our word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, with a thankful heart.
上帝，我们以感恩的心来到神你的面前。
Knowing that Thou art our Father, we are Thy children.
知道上帝，你是我们的神，我们是你的儿女。
You and who care and provide for us.
你永远爱我们，也供应我们一切的需要。
And you always give us all circumstances because thou art in control.
你也总这个力量去胜过我们一切的试炼。
Help us to understand and to cling on to you, to cling on to you daily, knowing that thou art always with us.
帮助我们明白，而且每一天都能够依靠神你，信靠神你。
May we.In times of joy, sorrow, uncertainty, confusion, may we all rejoice, knowing that we can look today that you will continue to provide and continue comfort and continue to help us go through this life.
上帝帮助我们，不论在我们人生的哪个阶段，开心、忧愁、惧怕，我们都能够来到神你面前亲近你。
Thank you for sins forgiven.
感谢你赦免了我们的罪。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。